hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher, and hopefully you, before you get started with your Memorial Day weekend. That's right. This is your show, and it's Friday. We've made it to Friday, and it's we're actually probably looking ahead, right? Looking at summer plans. That's what we're talking about today. What are you looking forward to this summer? We want you to call in and tell us all of the fun plans you have with your family and friends, and yeah, I love the shows like this that we do, Jerry, where we talk about what the Take Two family is doing on their off time from work and spare time and vacation plans. It's always very exciting to live vicariously through the Take Two family.
It is. We love to hear from you with whatever's going on in your life right now. Maybe you're wrapping up a school year or a degree, and you're going to celebrate in some way by doing something, going somewhere special this summer. Maybe you have a very traditional thing that you do with your family. Maybe you've been doing it since you were kids and since your parents were kids, and maybe you just carry on a summer tradition. Maybe it's something brand new. It could be a cruise, maybe a retreat. Whatever it is that you're planning and looking forward to this summer, we hope and pray it is with great enthusiasm that you look forward to doing that, and we would love to hear about it. So share it with us here at Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
So, and there's also another way to reach us, which is really very cool. And I'll tell you, it's gaining a lot of popularity because it's very fast and very efficient. So a lot of our Take Two family members are saying this is a really cool feature. You can text us. So if you want to tell us your summer plans, text us you text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and what you're doing this summer. And just know that message and data rates may apply. But it's very popular and very fast. And, you know, people want to weigh in. They want to stay connected to the Take Two family. So it's a beautiful way. It's a beautiful feature that is being offered now. And I think people should take advantage of it, especially if they can't wait, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes on the phones. But Vanessa is on the phones and she's delightful to talk to. So please call in and tell us your summer plans at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, I bet there's a pretty good chance your summer plans, if you're a mom or a dad, involve taking the kids maybe to, you know, a soccer tournament, baseball tournament. Maybe you've got a son or a daughter who's an all-star. Summer is usually the time when those teams come together and play in their tournaments. Whatever it is that you have on your calendar for this summer, share it with us. A lot of people, we always say on this show, what you share is going to impact other people. And there may be those right now who are saying to themselves, gosh, I don't have any idea what I'm going to do this summer. And something that you share could spark maybe an idea or maybe motivate them to right. take the same path that you're going to take. And you could change their lives and their generations to come and their lives. So don't be bashful about sharing your summer plans, whatever you're looking forward to. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Well, I know what your summer plans are. You're on summer assignment, aren't you?
I will be, yes, starting on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Can you share where you're going to be stationed?
No, it's top secret. No, I will be going to a program called the Institute for Priestly Formation. I'll be staying on the campus of Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, nice.
And my diocese, the Diocese of Orlando, sends all of us seminarians there, typically most of us anyway, during one of our summer assignments in the years of, that we have for formation. Mm-hmm. And so I will be spending, it's about a 5-week, it was about a 9 or 10 week program. They cut it just about in half. So it's about a 5 to 6 week program. It's a spirituality program. So we'll be doing some reading of spiritual books and discussing those and maybe writing some reports or essays about those. That includes an 8-day silent Ignatian retreat.
Wow.
Yeah, and meeting with your spiritual director, I believe, at least once a week. So it's a very intense, but I'm sure very impactful. I'm praying. I've been praying since I found out that I was going there, Debbie, that God will give me everything that he has for me while I'm there, because it could be a very powerful and impacting summer assignment mm-hmm. for me.
Well, we will join you in that prayer for you, Jerry. Absolutely. Like I said, it is very popular, the ways to get in touch with us, and you guys are definitely finding the best path towards the Take Two on Air portion of this episode, which is wonderful. So some of you are calling, some of you are texting, some of you are emailing, some of you are going on social media, and that's wonderful. We're waving to you. I don't think, Jerry, you're not on video yet, but I'm on video. I'm waving for both of us. And Jerry, I'm really happy to say that our Take Two family is not getting started with their Memorial Day yet.
No, that's great.
This is a long weekend, 3-day weekend.
It is. Yeah. It is. But it's always a great time. Hopefully you're going to be able to get together with family, friends, mm-hmm. loved ones, do something very special. I think I have cracked the code here and I should be in on video.
Oh, good. We'll get to
moment.
See you. So yeah. Jerry's going to be on video now. So everybody can now wave again to Jerry. There you go. There's Jerry. Very nice. Is that your seminary, your shirt?
Yeah, it's a Diocese of Orlando shirt.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So all of the seminarians get polo shirts?
We do, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we get to get a new one every year at our convocation. So.
Very cool. You don't have to go shopping anymore. That's awesome.
The whole wardrobe question is really pretty settled for me for the rest of my life. If I do, by God's grace, persevere to ordination, it won't be difficult deciding what to wear when I get up in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's always cool. Hey, Jerry, summer plans. So you're going to be in Nebraska. What a beautiful time of the year to be in Nebraska. That's going to be fabulous for you. Jerry, we hopefully will be seeing each other at the big 25th anniversary for Guadalupe Radio Network in July. That's mm-hmm. in Plano, Texas. And it's a free event. So if guys still want to register, it's at grnonline.com. And we're going to be with 2,000 of our closest radio friends, so that'll be a blast. And that's in Plano, Texas. And you know, Jerry, every year I take Mr. Marty for his birthday, which is the same week as yours. You're July 1st, Marty is July 3rd. They both, Jerry and Marty, are freedom babies. And so Marty has to go see the fireworks because he thinks the fireworks are for him. So I take him to Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, gee, I'd love to travel along with you and carry your suitcases sometime. That sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
All right, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Surely you have some summer plans. We'd love to hear what they are and how excited you are about them. So please join us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Good to have you with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. Talking summer plans today as we end the week and go into Memorial Day. Memorial Day is not technically summer, but you can almost kind of consider it an unofficial or maybe an official in your estimation, kickoff of summer. So maybe you want to share some Memorial Day weekend plans that you have coming up for this weekend that is upon us, or maybe later in the summer. It could be that dream cruise you've always wanted to go on. Maybe you're going to go visit the grandkids. Again, maybe you're going to be helping your own offspring with some sports, tournaments, all-star things, stuff like that. Whatever your summer plans are, tell us why you're excited about it and why you're looking forward to it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And hey, be sure to check out EWTN's religious catalog for many new items. And one of these is the devotional stone-colored garden cross. This features a beautiful hand-painted low relief of a soaring eagle, along with a quote from scripture that reads, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles." That's from Isaiah 40, verse 31. And on the cross is an image of an American flag on the crossbeam and a scenic mountainside on the vertical beam. It's made of a resin stone mix, and it's 14.5 inches high. Available now at EWTNRC.com, where you get free standard shipping for online orders, $75 or more. It's standard shipping in the continental United States only. Use code FREE when you check out.
So if you want to jump in on the conversation, share with us your Memorial Day plans, your summer plans, any special trip that you're going to make, a pilgrimage, maybe you're going through the Holy Doors, whatever you want to share, this is the show to do it. So all you have to do is dial this number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. You'll speak to Vanessa, and she'll chat with you for a few minutes. She'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live. You'll slip right into the discussion and you'll shout to the world what you and your family are doing. It's wonderful. But let's hear from our friend Oscar in Winchester, Virginia on YouTube. Jerry, please wave. Oscar, thanks for joining the conversation.
Well, thank you very much. I'm waving back. And of course, I am saying hello to all of our viewers and listeners who are listening on EWTN Radio. So great to be back on the phone again.
Great.
Yeah, we love it when you call. We love that you're checking in with us. How are you doing?
Well, for one, I'm doing pretty well. Nothing to complain. Just here in Winchester, just having a great time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Are we still praying towards the priesthood?
Yes, definitely. And that is what I wanted to talk about for today's topic, which is my plans for the summer. And that is to continue on my preparation for my plans to discern for the priesthood.
Okay. Nice.
So where do you mind? This is really, it's a really personal topic, Oscar, but I have so many questions because, as you probably know, I am back in priestly formation after 30 years of the last couple of years myself. Just curious to know if you're comfortable answering the question, kind of like where you are in the discernment process. You made the comment, you know, you're going to spend the summer continuing to discern. So, you know, where do you think you are in that whole process right now in terms of hearing God's voice and, you know, where He might be leading you?
Well, so far, I am still on that long road. There's still a couple things there are to look into, to continue to speak to my Catholic priest, parish priest, and kind of just continuing to pray.
Good. Yeah. Well, those are two of the, if I were to give you, you know, the top 10 things to do, those would probably be the two top things, you know, pray. That would be number one. And then of course, yeah, talk with your parish priest and then go from there. But Debbie, it's just great to have, Oscar's not the only member of the Take-Two family who's discerning, you know, a very important and beautiful call from God in their life.
Oh yeah. We have quite a few, Oscar, this year that are discerning the priesthood, the diaconate, religious life. So it's really quite beautiful.
Oh, yeah, but I've heard.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard.
But Oscar, you know what I love about that you're taking the summer to just really go deep into prayer? What I love about that is summer is a time for everybody to kind of chill out a little bit, right? The sun is shining. It's usually hotter where you live usually. And it's just, it's really just a time just to really relax and lean into it. And I hope and pray, and I hope the Take-Two family joins us, that you get really clear discernment and an understanding of the next steps forward, because you're just a sweet soul, and we really love that you're a member of the Take-Two family.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm a big fan of the show, and I've always tuned in to EWTN Radio. And for those of you out there who are just joining us for the first time, welcome. You know, once you're part of the Take-Two family, you know, you're always part of the Take-Two family. And that is how I felt myself, too, tuning into this show for the first time. And I just became a Take-Two member of the family ever since.
So. Well, we love you for that. Thank you so much. That's why we absolutely prayed about this show 10 years ago, Oscar, over 10 years ago. And this is what Jerry and I wanted so much, was this virtual community that really lives out being the body of Christ and staying together, sticking together, journeying on that road to sainthood, on that road of holiness, back home to God. We wanted to do it together. And so you got it, and you understand our hearts. What do you say, Jer?
No, you get it completely, Oscar. We couldn't have put it any better than you just did. So thank you very much. And please know, Oscar, that you know the whole Take-Two family, you know this around the world, is going to be lifting you up in prayer. We have the prayer book here, and Debbie puts, you know, I'm sure you've been in the prayer book for a long time. But
oh, he's in there. Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, the whole Take-Two family, whether it's an actual physical book that they write the intentions in or on their hearts, they've got you lifted up in prayer, brother. Okay?
Thank you, Jerry. Know that I'm praying for your discernment as well, and for all those who are praying, entering discerning into religious life. Know that I have you all in my prayers, and Amen. Please continue to pray for me.
Yes,
because
for sure.
To me, that's the best form of payment I've ever received in my life.
It is. It is. The prayers of the saints of God sustain us all. So thank you. Thank you so much for your beautiful phone call. We appreciate that. Wow, Debbie. Yeah,
this is great way to get started for this broadcast right before Memorial Day weekend. Thank you, Oscar. Okay, Diana called in and wants to be added to the prayer book for her two kids, her two children. Apparently there's a break in their relationship, and so there's a need for Diana's children to have some healing and to come together. And so, Diana, if you're listening, we think you are. So, absolutely. I put you and the kids in the prayer book. We will start praying. We will go to Our Lady. Of course, this is the month of May. So we go to Our Lady. She's our spiritual mother, a lady undoer of knots. And so let us know how it's going. It's always difficult when you're a parent, Jerry, and your kids are not getting along. It's very difficult.
I'm sure it is. Yeah, for any family members. You know, I've never quite understood, you know, how, you know, there are siblings who do not get along. There are reasons that go into that, reasons behind that. I praise God for this, Debbie, and I know you're close to your siblings as well, but, you know, I praise God. It's only by His grace that, you know, the three brothers and myself, you know, our sister passed away, obviously, but, you know, we are close. We text almost every day to each other. We text each other individually and, you know, as a group, and so it's kind of foreign to me, you know, when siblings don't quite get along, but I pray for all families that, you know, God will give that unity and that peace and the healing and consolation, whatever they need to come back together.
Well, and your brother John had just had hip surgery, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you must be texting around the clock to see how he's doing. He's got a big family he's got to take care of.
Yeah,
so he's doing well?
He is, yeah. He's out. Good. You know, he was out of the hospital right away, and
good.
They get him up and moving, and
give him
all kinds of exercises to do.
Well, and speaking of family, today is my sister-in-law, Marty's sister, Melanie. It's her birthday today. So, Melanie, if you're listening from Colorado, happy birthday, my sister. Just a beautiful day to be. I love May babies that were born in May. I think it's a very special month, as you know, because the month of Mary.
Yeah, that was my sister's birth month, May 4th.
Oh, Mary's was May 4th?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. That's very interesting. Okay, so we do have an open phone line because Oscar just freed that line. So if you want to jump in and tell us your summer plans, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
All right, let's go next to Rosemarie in South Dakota. And our affiliate there is Real Presence Radio. That's how Rosemarie is listening to Take Two today. Hi, Rosemarie. Welcome.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I have a scratchy throat, but my summer plans are next month I'm going on a 2-day trip to Iowa. And we're going to be touring where John Wayne was born in Winterset, Iowa, and then we're going to Des Moines. And then on in August, I'm going on a 1-day mystery trip. And then in September, I'm going on a 2-day trip to Minnesota. And then hopefully in October, I'm going to go on a Holy Land trip with my friends that own a travel agency called Dream Vacations in California to go to the Holy Land. We're supposed to go, I mean, not to the Holy Land, to Rome. We were scheduled to go to the Holy Land, but Hamas invaded the Holy Land October 7th. We were supposed to leave October 8th. And thank God everybody got their money back.
Good. Rosemarie, wait a minute. We're not going to let you slip that in and just, you know, leave this phone call. A mystery trip? Come on.
Yeah.
What is a mystery trip? Please tell me. It's one of these trips where they say you have to pack this, this, and this, and then you can't know anything else.
No, it's a 1-day trip. I mean, they're not going to tell us where we're going. It's just a I mean, I don't have any idea. They didn't tell us what to pack. It's just going on a one-day trip. I have no idea where we're going.
Oh, that is amazing. I totally want to go on one of those trips.
It's a short trip. It's only like a half a day. But and then, you know, last year I called you and I said I had these trips planned.
Yeah.
But our pastor, Father Gary, said if we cannot go to Mass on the weekend, we should not go on trips on the weekend. So I canceled a couple. I got my deposits back because he said, if you can't go to Mass, don't go on trips on the weekend.
Yeah, that's a good priest. Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with that. But wait a minute. So you have no idea where you're going on this mystery trip. So it could be like going to a lake or going to, I mean, could it be something as extreme like going zip lining?
I don't know. I don't know if I can zip line. I don't like heights. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, you'd have to have, yeah. I mean, I think you have to have certain kind of gear.
I think that is so cool. Who puts these mystery trips together? The parish, or is this some kind of tour thing?
No, it's a women's group. It's called, I can't even tell you what it's.
It's
in Yankton, South Dakota, and they plan these trips, and a certain amount of money, a portion goes to their organization.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. Jerry, we need to do a mystery trip, okay?
Yeah,
we have to do that. We got to put that on our bucket list.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to go with you. If you got a mystery trip, I want to go with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You'll be the first one we'll call.
Okay.
Except it's not...
And when Jerry becomes the priest, I'm going to go to his ordination, so you have to... I'm going to go to his ordination because I love to go to Massachusetts or Connecticut. I mean... I'd love to go to Stockbridge, Massachusetts, but I'd love to go to Jerry's ordination.
Well, Rosemary, if God wills that I do get ordained a priest, God willing, it will be probably in May. It's actually Saturday of Memorial Day weekend in 2028. Our diocese always ordains its men on Saturday of Memorial Day weekend every year. So that would be, I believe, May 27th of 2028. It would be in Orlando, Florida, though. I'm a seminarian for the Diocese of Orlando, Rosemary. I just go to seminary in Boston, but I'll be ordained and be stationed down here in Orlando area somewhere, God willing. So
Rosemary, we'll go to Jerry's ordination and then we'll go to the beach, okay?
Oh, I'd love to. Oh,
all right.
Oh, yes, I'm gonna remember that. Memorial Day weekend of 2028. I'm gonna remember that.
Yep. So there
God,
you go.
Good Lord willing, yeah. I mean, it's all a process. You know, the timing depends on the diocese and the bishop and the vocation staff. But so far, so good. Everything's going well.
I know that I'll
be back for another year of theology in Boston. So.
Well, Rosemary, you take care of yourself. Take care of your throat. Have some of that tea or something to help your throat. And I hope you enjoy those wonderful trips you're going to be making. And keep us posted. Let us know how they all went, okay?
I will. This Monday, I'm going to the cemetery. Father Gary is going to do a mass at the cemetery. So I'm going to the cemetery on Memorial Day.
Oh, good. Good. Very good. Yeah. You know, I, in fact, thank you for reminding me. I was going to tell everybody right when we close the show, please try to visit the cemetery, the Veterans Cemetery this weekend and other cemeteries where you have people, you know, that have served in the military and are just so, so brave. And they gave their life. Absolutely. I actually had a wonderful conversation with Bishop Joseph Coffey of the Archdiocese for the Military Services, and the show airs Monday on Memorial Day. It was a beautiful 1 hour that we spent all about Jerry, about service and being brave and honoring the military. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, I was otherwise occupied that afternoon, or I would have been on that recording of that program. But I'm sure it was fantastic and will be very impactful and inspiring to all who hear that on Monday. Mm-hmm. Rosemary, thank you. You are a dear soul. I your passion, your enthusiasm for life is very obvious and evident. And I hope that that'll rub off on me and Debbie and the show team and the whole Take Two family, because you're really an amazing individual. So thank you, Rosemary. Appreciate your call from South Dakota. That will free up a line here. We're talking today about your summer plans. What are you looking forward to? We would love to hear about that from you. Deb is a first-time caller in Norwalk, Ohio. Deb, you will be next in just a moment here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Here's the number. Share with the world your summer plans. Why are you pumped up about them? 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you, what your summer plans are. We're right on top of summer here. It's not here quite yet officially, about another month or so. But if you haven't made plans for your summer, better get busy because it's going to be here very, very quickly. And you have to usually plan ahead for a lot of things we want to do. So share with us, share with the world. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Full disclosure, the reason we're asking this is because we're jealous of what you're going to be doing for this summer. No, seriously, we love to live vicariously through the Take-Two family. So by all means, just share with us the exciting things you're looking forward to. And right, real quickly, before we get back to the calls, I want to give congratulations to our great EWTN radio partner in Southern California, St. John Paul II Catholic Radio. With stations in El Centro, Brawley, Escondido, and San Diego, is celebrating 11 years with EWTN. Congratulations to Raul Caro, and don't want to forget Steve Barley and all of the great team at St. John Paul II Catholic Radio from your friends here at EWTN.
Beautiful. Congratulations. I'm planning on going to the EWTN radio conference at the end of the summer.
There you go.
So that's in the family celebration. So that'll be fun. Yeah. And that's exciting. And there is one other trip I've got planned. I am going to do one weekend pilgrimage, but I'm not sure yet where. A weekend. You know, I'm tempted to do. Have you ever done a silent retreat?
I have, yes.
How many times?
Two or three. We do one at the seminary every year, and then I'll be doing another 8-day silent retreat in
this
the next
year,
couple
right?
weeks. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So it's worth it then. Is that what you're telling me?
It is. Yeah. Well, you know, for someone who talks for a living, try to get him shut up for 8 days. You know, that's not always easy.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So we want to hear your summer plans. We're getting to Deb next. And here's the number if you'd like to join the conversation. Don't get started with your Memorial Day weekend yet. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. Vanessa wants to answer your calls. Pedro's on social media. Everybody's going strong on the chats. You guys are awesome. Let's hear what our first-time caller. Everybody turn your attention to our first-time caller, Deb from Norwalk, Ohio, on our friends at Annunciation Radio. Hi, Deb. I already like you because I like your name.
Oh, thank you. Hi.
Hi. Hi,
Deb. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. So tell us about it.
My summer plan is hopefully, can you hear me?
Just fine.
Okay. I am looking forward to visiting the Mother Angelica Museum and the House Grotto and all the other inspirational points of interest in that area of town.
Okay, so you're referring to Canton. Are you referring to Canton, Ohio?
Yes. Canton,
okay,
Ohio.
So Rhoda Wise and the Mother Angelica Museum. I just want to make sure it's not that you weren't thinking of Hanceville, Alabama. So you're talking about Canton, yep. Ohio, Rhoda Wise,
yes.
And the museum. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, that's what we're looking forward to visiting that. And I have to say, I did not know that it was there until I listened to your show probably a year ago. Mm-hmm. That I found you by mistake when I was running through the radio. And I just love your show. It's very inspirational. I've learned a lot from you folks. So
thank you. The reason why I'm glad you're highlighting Rhoda Wise's house in Canton, and you know, you're in Ohio, so you definitely should visit. They are so wonderful, and I love that place. You will love it, Deb. It's amazing, and I really sense that you will go back again and again. And I actually had a very, I believe, a very healing experience there, I just think it's amazing. Definitely call and make sure, because Karen, the caretaker, you know, you want to make sure that it's you know, everything's open and you can have a tour and all that kind of stuff.
Nice. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm looking forward to sitting in the chair that I've heard about.
So yeah.
That's the Jesus chair.
Yes.
When he visited. Yes.
Yeah. So you'll sit you can sit in the Jesus chair. You can sit in the rocking chair that Rhoda Wise sat in. You can, you'll see all the many miracles that happened, you know, the whole story around it. I mean, just being on the grounds, and now with the Mother Angelica Museum, it's an extended, pilgrimage for you, because anytime you go to visit any type of sacred site, it's a pilgrimage event. And so there's always a chance for growth and healing. And I just love that. I'm so excited you're going, Deb. It's so interesting. I was actually thinking of planning a trip there again. Adam Bly, my co-host for the Spirit World, he just visited again recently there.
Okay. And am I right, correct? Dr. Ray is from that area?
That is correct.
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes, that's my plans, and I'm so looking forward to it. Hopefully, been waiting for it to stop raining here in Ohio so we can get some good weather. So, but that's my plan. So I wanted to share with you.
Awesome!
Oh, so glad that's amazing. Wow!
You have to make us a promise, though, Deb, that you'll pray for the show, the show team, and the whole Take Two family around the world. Don't forget to pray for us while you're there, and ask God to send a little blessing our way. Okay.
Oh, I definitely will, and you're in my prayers for your. Oh my gosh, I just lost it.
For the priesthood
seminary.
Yeah.
Yes, the priesthood. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
That
is awesome.
Thank you, Deb. That means so much to me. It's one day at a time with the prayers of beautiful, saintly people like you, Deb. Good Lord willing, I'll get to the finish line and fulfill the call that the Lord has for me.
Yes, you will, and thank you for taking that step ahead and stepping to the plate. Thank you.
You're welcome, Deb. God bless you.
So, right. Deb, this was your first call. It cannot be your last call.
Oh, no. Now I got the number in my book, in the phone, so I can find you. So.
Good. Good. Okay, yes. Deb. Well, you take care. God bless you. Beautiful call. I love the Take Two family. Okay, couple things, since I did mention Adam Bly. Tomorrow's show, we are going live on the Spirit World. I know there are a lot of shows going recorded because of Memorial Day, so they're trying to take a 3-day weekend, which everybody does deserve that time. But Adam and I, we are so committed to going live during the holidays. We feel it's very important for brain health issues, you know, because holidays can be really hard on people. So we're going live tomorrow for Memorial Day. We're talking about servant leadership, and that's the Spirit World, and that's at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, and we are taking phone calls. And Monday, Memorial Day, we have this special recorded broadcast that Michael McCall put together, Jerry, with your friend, Bishop Joseph Coffey, and he mentioned you during the interview, and he was just so wonderful to talk to. We had a fabulous discussion about the military and Father Vincent Capodanno, Father Emil Capon. I mean, we talked, just had a great, it went so fast. I think everyone, the Take Two family, is really going to love hearing Bishop Coffey's voice again, because he's a dear friend of Take Two's and he listens. So Bishop, if you're listening, we say this all the time, we love you.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, we talked about this on the air before. I'll just mention it briefly again. Bishop Coffey and I were seminary classmates, actually, in the second year of theology. My first time around in second theology. Mm-hmm. We call it first theology, second theology, et cetera, up through fourth theology. There's 4 years of seminary formation, at least the academic part. And at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary in 1993-94, we were classmates there in second theology. And I'm having to repeat first and second. They didn't put me in third theology. I have to do all 4 years at Pope St. John the 23rd because my credits were so long ago.
Outdated?
So, yeah. Most academic institutions have a policy. They'll only take credits back to about 8 or 10 years.
So. 10 years, yeah. He did talk about, and I think he said it on the broadcast, you did not go into this, Jerry, and maybe this is a good time, because maybe as our listeners mark their calendars that they're going to listen to the Monday show, I did not realize you were that good of a basketball player.
Did he mention that?
Yeah. I mean, were you that good? He said you were phenomenal.
Well, interestingly enough, I was. I opened up the Catholic Answers Live a day or two ago. They were having their membership drive, And they asked me to come on with Cy Kellett, the host, and Tim Staples, who was on that hour for an Ask Me Anything program. And they just wanted me to try and jumpstart the phones for them. And wouldn't you know it, Tim Staples brought up the same thing, you know, my outside jump shot. And I'm like, I don't know. I guess I was halfway decent, you know, for somebody with two left feet, as I was called growing up. I was born with club feet, so I've always run kind of funny.
Right.
So all of my schoolmates, you know, referred to me as two left feet, you know.
But, are you still playing or no?
No, my back, my knees, no. It's been about 15 years.
So do you like watching basketball or you just are like, no, if I can't play, I'm not watching?
Yeah, I watch it. But, you know, for the most part, I've lost a lot of interest in, you know, pro and even college sports just because of the direction they're all going.
Right, right. Okay, so we do have some open phone lines. Vanessa's waiting. If you want to tell us your summer plans, there's still time to tell us what you're doing. Or maybe you're just starting to think about it right now. Or maybe after Deb's call, you're thinking, I want to go to Canton, Ohio and go to Rhoda Wise's house and the Mother Angelica Museum. Maybe it prompted you to start thinking in that direction. Tell us, because that's how we want to learn how the ripple effect of Take Two and what we share here has an impact on what we consider doing in the future. The number is 833-288-EWTN. It's 833-288-3986. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening to the sound of our voices, you are part of the Take Two family. So please jump into the conversation. And Jerry, before we get back to the phones, I got to tell you, we just got a really, really cool text message came in from one of the Take Two family members. It's true. I started thinking about it too. So everybody's marking down Memorial Day 2028 in Orlando. Wow. And I'm thinking to myself, can you imagine Orlando's not that big, right? And can you imagine Orlando government going, what's going on? Why is everybody from around the country coming into Orlando?
Well, they already have that problem, you know, with Disney World being here and they have Disney World and Sea World and all of that stuff. But
right.
Yeah, and I reiterate, you know, that's you know, if I go straight through for three more years, that's when it would be, you know, but, you know.
But that would be hilarious if we all converged, you know, on that weekend and the whole Florida has to shut down because all these people are coming in from it. That would be, you know what, though? I mean, if we are able to come in person or even stand outside and, you know, I don't know, see it on a big screen TV or something or a big jumbotron or whatever, I will make it a weekend and go to some of the sacred sites in Florida because I think there's some really cool sites there.
There are. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You know, I just had a thought, too. Maybe your summer plans involve not even leaving your own home. You know, maybe you're going to do a staycation this summer. Maybe you've got some, you know, some projects around the house that need to be done. You're going to take a week or two off from work or a long weekend, 3 or 4 or 5 day weekend, and get some stuff done. Or sometimes, Debbie, some people like to just, they don't really leave town, but they like to get out of the house. They'll maybe go rent a hotel and, you know, pamper themselves a little bit, you
like
know.
Like a spa
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So,
there's a lot of those.
Your summer plans don't have to be elaborate or even traveling a great distance. It could be something as simple as that. But regardless of whatever your summer plans are, if you're looking forward to them, so are we. And we'd love to hear about them at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, we should get back to the phones.
Another first-time caller, John in Boston, Massachusetts, listening on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, John. We want to hear your summer plans.
Hey there. Thanks for having me. So a couple things. We are at the end of June going with our church community for a family vacation retreat up in New Hampshire. Since we're in Boston, it's great to get up to New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And then potentially a pilgrimage to Rome in September, which I think would still technically count as summer.
Nice.
And then just one thing, Jerry, since you're in the Boston area, for the past 7 or 8 first Saturdays, we've been holding public rosary rallies at the Boston Common right at Park Street Station. So I'd love to invite you and your fellow seminarians to come out and join us.
Yeah, you know what, John? I think I had an email forwarded to me about that just at the time I was getting ready to leave the seminary for the summer. But I have saved that, so I'm gonna go back through that. Are you the one? Did you send an email about that to the...
I did.
Okay.
I did. That was me.
Tell you what, send me one directly if you would. And anybody who would like to, you know, be in touch with me anytime, give me your prayer intentions, whatever. I have a Gmail account at seminaryjerry, J-E-R-R-Y, seminaryjerry@gmail.com. And I'd love to join you folks for that sometime, John, when I'm back in Boston. Hopefully, God willing, this fall, I'll be back up there. Certainly looking that way. So.
Excellent. Love to have you with us. And thanks for all you do. Appreciate it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and tell us a little bit more about this Rome trip.
That's what I was thinking. You're going to be going through the holy doors, right, John?
That's the plan. That's the hope. Actually, our church is putting it together. So God willing, we'll be there for about 10 days, and it will be a pilgrimage trip. And it'll be my and my family's first time being in Rome. What a great time to be going there.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. You'll have to call us back, John, and let us know all the details of how it was. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. One thing we are going to try to do is convert the Pope to a Red Sox fan. I understand he's a White Sox fan. And
that might be a tall order.
No Calvin just went over there. We're going to try it. And also, maybe bring some Boston pizza. I don't know if it'll make it. But.
Yeah. Okay, so, John, I have to tell you this just because you brought that up and you just mentioned pizza. So, you know, the whole buzz, you know, the trend out there on social media is this story about him visiting his family before he was Pope, him visiting his family in Chicago, and he ordered a thin crust pepperoni pizza. And so the owner of that pizza place is now calling it the Poperoni. And it there's a chair there that you know you can sit in, and it's very respectfully done. It's kind of like the Buca di Beppo thing where they have the Pope room and everything. Anyway, long story short, would you believe it, John? I had to order a pepperoni pizza. You see how easily influenced I am? So now I can't eat a pepperoni pizza without thinking of Poperoni. What do you say?
At least, right? We need to follow and bleed.
Yeah. But it is exciting to have the Holy Father, you know, being born in the Chicago area. And I'm so happy for everybody who lives in the Chicago area because it's spread out all around Chicago. I understand they're just celebrating, and it's a constant celebration. I think it's so wonderful. What do you say?
Yeah. I think it is wonderful. It's wonderful to hear a Pope speaking in, you know, Native American English, and to hear the Chicago accent. Actually, one more thing about our church vacation that's coming up. We're going to have, in honor of Pontifex, we are going to have a bridge building contest for the kids during that vacation. So
nice.
We'll be giving out a prize to the best bridge builder during that vacation.
Very nice. Very nice. That's fantastic. Well, you've thought of a lot of great things this summer, John, in the next few months for you and your family, your loved ones. And you go with our prayers, brother, that they are all just filled with not only just great joy, but also many hidden, maybe little surprise blessings that God has for you along the way on all of those. Okay?
All right. Thank you. And same to you. Enjoy your summer and God bless.
Yep. Be sure to email me, seminaryjerry@gmail.com. And I'll get out there and join you folks for that rosary there when I'm back in Boston. Thank you, John. Not a first-time caller anymore. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986 is the number to call to get your summer plan shared with the world here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you.
Before we get back to the phones, Jerry, I just want to share with the Take Two family a Memorial Day reflection. On Monday, take the time to honor those who died in military service for our country. Place flags and flowers besides the graves of those who have fallen in military uniform. Recall, honor, and pray for all those we know who have lived lives of service and sacrifice for the good of others. So important. Mm-hmm. You know, these special days, it's a time for us to slow everything down in our life and really reflect on the importance of life, the meaning of life. You know, and it's a beautiful time to just really hold our loved ones close to us and just be very grateful for life. I can't stress it enough. We've had a lot of deaths this week, Jerry, and some other Take Two family members that shared of illnesses that have been, you know, kind of overwhelming them. And it's been a lot this week, a lot of heavy loss and a lot of, you know, going into deep prayer. And it's just an important time just to stay in the moment, right?
Well, it sure is, yeah. And go out of your way if you see a man or woman in uniform, or if you know somebody, if you see, you know, the just a license plate frame or a bumper sticker or something that refers to their military service. And, you know, we love not only military, but first responders and nurses and teachers and so many other groups of people. But as we are really on the verge of Memorial Day weekend, you know, go out of your way to tell, you know, that to tell him or her that you're very, very grateful for that. I do that, and I got to tell a really quick, funny story, and then we'll get back to the phones. A lot of people who are listening right now may have heard of these stores called Buc-ee's. They're on the East Coast. There's some in Florida, and there's one opening up in Georgia. And they're like this shopping Disneyland, you know. They've got everything you might be looking for in there, a lot of their own branded stuff. Anyway, I stopped in there with my brother Joe one time here about a month ago, and the place was filled with men and women in uniform. They had come in buses. They were on their way somewhere, probably to the next assignment or something, but they had planned this trip, this stop there. And so I was, my head was on a swivel. I'm, thank you for your service, thank you for your service, thank you for your service. Finally, I said, I can't, you know, thank every one of them who's here. But, you know, I don't know if we really appreciate, you know, adequately enough the beautiful life that we have because of all those who have not only given their lives before, but are, you know, standing watch right now, you know, to keep us safe in this in this beautiful land of ours. So
it's so true.
Thanks to all of them. Yeah.
So true. You should have got on the loudspeaker and just made a blanket thank you. You know, Rebecca on YouTube, please wave Jerry on YouTube. Rebecca says, looking forward to the 40 Days for Life symposium in Texas. And our producer, Michael, said there's one happening right now near EWTN right now. So that is awesome, Rebecca. Thank you for weighing in on this topic. We're going to go to Jennifer. Jennifer is another first time caller. We had three first time callers today joining the family from Denver, Colorado on Sirius XM 130. Hey, Jennifer. Jennifer, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. So what's on your plans?
I think this has been touched on a little bit, but the Archdiocese of Chicago is having a huge celebration in honor of our new Pope Leo on June 14th. And this was at Wright Field, which is the White Sox field. For all those baseball fans, Cubbies or White Sox. But anyway, all are invited. And if you go to the Archdiocese of Chicago Instagram page, it was just announced a few days ago. So it should be a really beautiful celebration of faith and also followed by a mass, which should be just amazing. So they plan to have music, you know, speakers, kind of a whole afternoon of celebration followed by a mass on Saturday, June 14th.
Wow. So wonderful. I see. So they are continuing celebrating. I heard that, Jennifer. I heard that there's like this constant celebration happening around near Chicago. I think that is so
it's
wonderful.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And
I almost.
The Archdiocese.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No. I was just going to say, I almost want to fly in like you and really take part in one of the activities, but go ahead.
Yeah, I think, you know, the stadium capacity is 50,000, I believe. So what a beautiful testament, you know, to our faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If they can fill that. You know, a little bit of evangelization would be great, but also really more just that celebration of the first American Pope. I mean,
right.
So the Archdiocese is, of course, working super hard and tasked at delivering just a really phenomenal afternoon, and all are welcome. If everyone follows the Archdiocese of Chicago in whatever manner, whether it's social media or look it up on their website, there's a lot more information to come because they're just in the kind of beginning stages of planning this, that there should be music, live music, speakers. I think they're lining just a whole bunch of really great stuff up.
Beautiful.
So
beautiful.
Saturday, June 14th, and I believe it's the afternoon time slot. I don't have an exact time, but I think it's around 2 o'clock-ish.
Cool. Well, yeah. Jennifer, thank you for letting us know. We appreciate it so very, very much. It's exciting times we live in. Really, really amazing. Yeah. Jerry, real quickly, I'm chuckling because Michael, our producer, I thought there was another 40 days happening near EWTN. So, Rebecca, you're looking forward to that 40 Days for Life symposium in Texas. What Michael, our producer, was sharing is that there's a Buc-ee's near EWTN. I've never heard of Buc-ee's. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, it's B-U-C or two C's and a couple E's and an apostrophe and an S.
And what is it? What kind of store?
They make their specialty, like, what is it called? Pulled pork sandwiches.
They have merchandise,
you know, swag and all kinds of stuff, you know.
Okay.
About 100 gas pumps, you know, and people just flood these places and...
Anyway, oh, okay.
It's
very
a lot
cool.
Of fun.
Well, I learned so much. I learned about Buc-ee's today. I learned that we're having all these celebrations in Chicago from Jennifer and everyone
Thanks
else's
again,
summer plans.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Jennifer. Wow, what a great show.
Yeah, the only problem for Pope Leo now is he's not going to be able to slip in and out of the country, you know, visiting family anymore. You don't slip in and out of countries on, you know, Pope One or whatever plane he flies in on. So
true. Oh, that's too cool. Well, you know, we definitely want to wish our Take Two family just a beautiful Memorial Day weekend with friends and family, and just know that we're with you in spirit. We love you guys very much. Thank you to the show team, Michael, Vanessa, Pedro. You guys did a great job. What do you say, Jer?
Amen. Yeah, Monday, Memorial Day. Again, it's the interview that Debbie did with Bishop Joseph Coffey of the Archdiocese for the Military Services. Until we are with you again, have a beautiful and blessed and prayerful Memorial Day weekend. See you soon.